Welcome to the Kent Online Daily Podcast on Thursday, June the 25th. Well, it's been an absolute scorcher in Kent today, and despite lockdown still being in force, thousands of people have been flocking to the coast. At one stage, traffic was tailing back 18 miles as people headed to beaches in the county and at nearby Camber Sands in Sussex. But there's been a warning to maintain social distancing and take care due to extremely high UV levels. Dr. Alison Duggle is the Deputy Director of Public Health in Kent, and this is what she had to say about the heatwave.
So if you're out and about in the sun, then you need to make sure that you have the right factor suntan lotion on for your skin. You need to make sure that you have a wide-brimmed hat, and you need to make sure that you stay hydrated. So make sure that you have water or a non-caffeinated drink with you. If people are shielding, very often there are people that would be at higher risk in the hot temperatures, and even if you're indoors, the temperature is high, so you still need to make sure that you're maintaining your hydration and that you're trying to stay as cool as you can.
The Met Office have issued a yellow weather warning for thunderstorms this evening and tomorrow. Head to kentonline.co.uk to see some stunning pictures of Kent in the sunshine. Some of today's other top stories now. Two teenage boys have been arrested on suspicion of manslaughter following the death of a man at an historic castle near Dartford. 66-year-old Charles Hilder died in the grounds of Lullingston Castle in Ainsford from a heart attack last month after reports of an altercation during which rocks were thrown. The 17 and 18-year-old suspects remain in custody. A teenager has been taken to hospital with a head injury following a fight at Margate railway station. Police and paramedics were called to reports of a brawl involving up to 20 people at about 9 last night. A 16-year-old boy from Ramsgate has been arrested and officers are still looking into exactly what happened. Next today, Airbnb owners in Kent say they're concerned tough new cleaning regimes after lockdown could make their businesses not financially viable. They've been told to deep clean every part of a property where a guest stays or leave at least a 72-hour break between bookings. Well, Amanda Brown rents out a room in her house in St Margaret's at Cliff near Dover. She's already concerned about a lack of trade.
We have a small room, it's twin bedded and it has its own shower room, and there's a separate entrance so the guests don't have to come through our house. They can go round the house and through their own door. It's probably going to take a lot more time and probably affect our prices. We may have to put them up. I mean, we do give a fairly deep clean after each use. Obviously, we change the beds, we sweep the room, we do the shower room and the kitchenette area all throughout, and we open every window in that section of the house before the next guests arrive. But it may impact us if we do have to give 72 hours notice between guests. Then I guess we would have to maybe consider doing a minimum of 2 to 3 days per guest. About half of our guests are one-nighters, and probably about half of those guests are indeed travelling to the port. So, it would impact us. It's difficult to say at the moment, but I think we will. Obviously, I think there are a group of people that will just travel, and those of them that don't feel safe to do so will stay at home, regardless of what you do to make your property safe. However, we have had quite a few sneaky inquiries during lockdown, despite the fact that I've had the calendar blocked out. We've had inquiries from people that have inquired by clicking on later dates when in fact they've wanted, you know, the next couple of days or whatever. And we've declined all of those, obviously.
Rough sleepers will be able to keep staying at the Travelodge in Canterbury after the government put an extra £85 million into a homeless fund. 57 people have been put up at the hotel at the start of the coronavirus lockdown, and now arrangements have been extended until the end of July. A business expert says many companies in Kent will still have to make redundancies despite the government's furlough scheme and lockdown measures being eased. From next Saturday, places like pubs, hairdressers and restaurants will be allowed to reopen. But Joe James from the Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce says it'll be a while before everyone feels comfortable going out and about.
A lot of work has got to be done around building consumer confidence to actually go out. I was reading only last week an Office for National Statistics survey, which said that 37% of adults didn't feel safe outside their home.
She's also warning of more job losses when the furlough scheme starts to be phased out. And two cinema screens in Kent will be among the first to be opened by Odeon. The cinema chain will open 10 screens across the country next Saturday, but their cinemas in Chatham and Tunbridge Wells won't be open until July the 10th. Odeon says new measures have been put in place to deliver a safer cinema experience. That's it for today, but don't forget you can of course keep up to date at kentonline.co.uk. Hey.